President Biden released a remarkable photo this evening, an image that captures part of the universe in its infancy.
Light from the oldest galaxies, the oldest documented light in the history of the universe, from over 13 billion, let me say that again, 13 billion years ago. It's hard to even fathom.
The glittering constellation of galaxies is a snapshot taken by NASA's new James Webb Space Telescope. Joining us now to discuss that image and what it all means is NPR's Joe Palca. Hey, Joe.
Hi there, Elsa.
Hey. Okay, so first of all, can you just tell me about this image? Like, what does it show exactly?
Well, it shows a field of objects, many of which are galaxies, and it's just stunning the number that you can see in the image. Now, these are very, very faint and very far away, and as the president said, some of them may in fact be as old as 13 or even older than 13 billion years. So it's quite a remarkable thing. Now, there's something also that's interesting. This picture was taken by the James Webb Space Telescope, as you said, this new one, and it still took 12 and a half hours to capture this very, very, very faint light. But it would have taken the NASA Hubble Space Telescope weeks to make the same image. So scientists are thrilled.
Okay, so what can an image like this new one tell us about the early universe, you think?
Well, one image by itself, not all that much. A lot, but not as much as you might like. But it allows astronomers like Caitlin Casey to build up a better picture of the large structure of the universe. She's an astronomer at the University of Texas at Austin who's going to be using the telescope to hunt for even more of these galaxies. She wants to understand what the early universe would look like if you could step back and get a kind of a bird's eye view of it.
If you zoom all the way out, the entire universe looks like, you know, something like the interior of a sponge where there are these like little filaments and voids. And so what we really want to capture is that structure.
I mean, it's kind of blowing my mind that we're all living in this like giant universe-sized sponge or something. What is it about the James Webb Space Telescope that gives scientists, you know, like the ability to see these galaxies that other telescopes haven't been able to see?
Well, it's huge. It's got 18 segments to a giant mirror that's coated with gold, and it can see in the infrared, which is a wavelength of light that humans cannot see, and it's a longer wavelength than visible light. And to see it efficiently, you have to go into space where it's cold because warm objects tend to give off infrared light. Now, there's a reason you want a telescope that looks in the infrared, because this is important. The universe is expanding, and the light from those earliest objects is being stretched out. So even though it was light visible when it started, it got stretched into the infrared. So if you want any chance of seeing it today, you have to have a telescope that can look in the infrared.
Wow. Okay, so what are some of the other things that scientists hope to learn using this Webb telescope?
Well, they're going to be studying atmospheres of planets orbiting distant stars. They're going to be looking for places that might be capable of sustaining life. I spoke with Jean Turner at UCLA. She's studying massive stars that tend to hide behind interstellar dust, and an infrared telescope like JWST can see through that dust. But what she's really excited about is something she can't even predict.
What I love more than anything is seeing something unexpected. And that happens all the time. And I know it's going to happen with JWST. It's guaranteed.
So I think Turner is making a safe bet there, because every time you get a new scientific instrument, you get findings you weren't expecting.
That is so cool. That is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Thank you so much, Joe.
You're very welcome.